The lion charged at Samson. Samson fought fast. He had no sword. He had no stick. What should he do? That lion wanted to eat him for lunch. One, two, three. Swoosh! Samson jumped on the lion. The Lord made Samson so strong that he killed the lion with his own bare hands. Samson knew he was special. Before he was born, an angel told his parents that Samson would begin to save Israel from the Philistines. The angel also said he must promise to do what God wants. If he did, God would make him strong. Samson left the lion and went with his parents down to the village of Timnah. They were on their way to get Samson a Philistine wife, but his parents weren't happy about it. "Why don't you marry an Israelite girl?" his parents said. "God's holy people should not marry the sinful Philistines. Plus, they're our enemies." "This is the girl I want to marry," said Samson. "I'll do what I want." So Samson married the Philistine girl. But trouble started at the wedding. First, the Philistines tricked Samson. Then Samson got angry. Then later, the Philistines killed Samson's wife. "This means war!" yelled Samson. God made Samson stronger than all the Philistines put together. Samson began to save Israel, just as the angel had said. After a while, Samson met another Philistine woman named Delilah. "I love you, Delilah," said Samson. He knew God said to stay away from sinful women, but Samson did what he wanted. Delilah begged Samson to tell her why he was so strong. She begged and begged and begged. "If you really love me, you'll tell me," she said. Finally, Samson told her the truth. "From my birth, I promised to do what God wants. As part of that promise, I must never cut my hair. If I do, I won't be strong anymore." Samson went to sleep. Then he awoke with a start. The Philistines were all around him. Samson stood up to fight, but something felt different. He touched his head. His long braids were all cut off. That wicked Delilah had tricked Samson. She didn't really love him. The Philistines grabbed Samson and made his eyes blind. Then they brought him to prison and locked him in chains. "Now I am weak," cried Samson. "I have broken my promise to God. I have sinned and done just what I wanted." Little by little, Samson's hair began to grow again. One day, the Philistines brought Samson to a big party for their fake god, Dagon. Samson prayed for another chance. "Oh, Lord God, please remember me. Make me strong one last time." Samson pushed the pillars of the house with all his might. The house tumbled down on Samson and all the people in it. Strong Samson was strong in the Lord once again. Even though Samson died, he killed more Philistines on that day than he had ever killed in his whole life. Sparkies, here's what you can learn from Samson's biography. God is the one who makes his people strong. Obey God. Do what he wants you to do. You can read more about Samson in your Bible. Look up the Old Testament book of Judges, chapters 13 through 16.